stated in the Bir Halacha, that Ein Monin Hashiva Vashloshim Ki'im Miyom Kvurasa. That the way that a person is supposed to calculate the Shiva, when it begins, as well as the Shloshim, is Miyom Kvurasa. Not the time the person passes away, but rather the burial. And then he says, that although not everyone agrees to this, that Av She'over Zman Rav Ben Misal Kvur. Doesn't make a difference, even if there is a very long span of time between the person's passing and the Kvura, nonetheless, according to the opinion of the Bir Halacha, Shiva as well as Shloshim only begin at the time of the Kvura. When I was in Maine, I was called, because I was the only full-time Orthodox rabbi in the state, to do a funeral service. And for those who have been up in Bangor, and you think that's out in the boondocks, go another 100 miles north in Holton, and you'll think Bangor's like Manhattan. Nonetheless, I got a call, it was probably March, and the person said, you know, could you please come over? My father passed away. So I went over there, and we spoke for a little while, and I said, you know, I'm very sorry, extend my condolences. When are we? Would you like to have the actual service? And they said, well, we're thinking about maybe next Tuesday, like in a week. I'm like, in a week from now? It's like, in Halacha, it's really nice, it's appropriate, if we can, to try to do the Kvura pretty close to your father's passing. So maybe we could do it a little bit before next Tuesday. And she looked at me and said, Rabbi, you don't understand. He died in October. Oh. It's a true story. It's a true story. Because in certain areas, in the funeral chapel, the ground is so solid, it was a rock, couldn't break the earth. Exactly. So when I listen to the words of the Bir Halacha, and it says that Zman Rav, Bein Misal Misal, that's not how it's done there. Bein Misal Misal. There's still electricity is a novelty there. So anyway, so that's Zman Rav. Zman Rav Bein Misal Kvura. Anyway, that's nonetheless, the Bir Halacha says that it's necessary that when a person unfortunately has to undergo such an experience, that there's such a long time, nonetheless we still begin counting Miyom HaKvura from the time of the burial.
Yes. In New York,
yes.
There are some people may remember, they had a strike here. Remember when they had a strike?
I actually went. It was in January.
And they didn't bury for a couple of days, right?
That's right. Yeah, well, you're right.
They got a bunch of us.
Master Shahoya, even in New York.
They counted the Kavura from when they brought them to the cemetery, am I right?
It was the hardest work I ever did.
From the cemetery, but the first year yard site. First year is from the Kvura, and every subsequent is from the time of the dead.
Yeah, but
absolutely. And they got some Sidisha guys to dig a grave.
They kept them unburied.
On the cemetery.
They
were smearing there the whole
time. They sat down for Shiva, right? They did set down the Shiva.
So it's not just in Maine where these stories come about. Oh, well, I thought it was a novelty that I experienced that.
67, 68.
So, all right. So that's with regard to Shiva and regard to Shloshim, but when it comes to the yard site, the Bir Halacha says, the yard site monim miyom hamisa. It's counted from the time that a person passes away. So then he gets into the issue. There's a lot of discussion, but he discusses at this point about Banish Mashos. What happens in the event that the person who passed away is during this twilight time? It's Safek Yom, Safek Laila. When exactly would the Yortzeit be observed, being that it's Miyom HaMisa? So when exactly is the Misa? Is it the day before? Is it still light out? Or do we say that since it's already dark a little bit, so therefore it's already the next day? So he says as follows. This is the Shaila presenting the Shas and Tshuvas of the Amid Tzedek. And he says as follows. The Ve'im HaMisa Hoyse B'menesh Shmashos Hanochun L'Hachmir L'Hachsek HaYortzeit B'Beis HaYomim. That you should actually commemorate 2 days, yard site day one, and then yard site for the next day, because you just don't know. So he says like this, V'im yesh koshi bedavar, if let's say it's too difficult, and that could be the reason why, oh, kesheish od, avelim yachse ka yard site biyom harishon shel hasafik. He says that really, and this is actually quoted by the Gesher HaChaim, that in the case of difficulty, if there's other people in the yard sites and other other people on the next day, so then just have the yard site on the first day and finished. And the reason why it's brought down in the Shas Chuz Chassam Sofer of why we should make it the first day as opposed to maybe the second day, why the first? Why is the first so special? So he said the Tom, the yard site Dere Mazle, that the day of a yard site is not a good day. Right? It's a time in which a person's mazel is down. It's not so great. And therefore, Makdim Tefila L'Tzor, according to this opinion, better when you have a doubt that, and which is the day in which a person's mazel is not so good, so then make it earlier as opposed to pushing it off. However, not everyone agrees to this, such as the Igros Moshe. It's brought down in the Igros Moshe the opposite. He says, no. Deish L'Hachzik Yartzeit B'yom HaShein. Rather, in the case of a Safek, you should except the second day. Why? Because the Biyom Harishon Haya Kol Hayom Chai. The whole question is, did he pass away the last few seconds of the day? The reality is, that entire day he was alive. So in the case that there's a suffix, Ramosha finds in itself Paskins, that better that you should have it on the second day than the first. Let's just see one more halacha. He says, V'cholzeh kishahaya hamisa v'vadai banish mashos. It's the only time that we say this. Let's say we hold a Gram Moshe that you would pick the second day, is if you know for sure it was during this time of that the passing was during the specific time of twilight, Ben Shmash was Abel. But Safik Shemiyatz Nishmasu Kvar Belaila, you're not really sure. Let's say that a person was in the hospital and they detected the person passed away, but it's possible that he died a little bit before, maybe he just died a few seconds ago. Vadai Azlin and Basar Laila, at that point, we're definitely going to say, we'll push it off to the next night, Demokminan Becheskas Chai, because the person has the chazakah of being alive, and therefore we're going to keep him in that chazakah, and therefore the yortzeit would be observed on the second day. Kaddish.